A frontal boundary lying across the Midwest this morning will be a trigger mechanism for some additional showers and a few thunderstorms today, but most of the precipitation that occurs is certainly not going to be all that impressive. We'll probably end up with moisture totals staying very light, running a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a quarter of an inch most often, and the stronger thunderstorms might produce a quarter to six-tenths of an inch of rain. The region that will be most favored for this will be southern Iowa and northern Missouri over into Michigan and parts of Ohio. As we go into the day tomorrow, the frontal boundary will push all the way down through the Ohio River Valley and out into portions of the Tennessee River Basin, and we'll see some of the southernmost portions of the Midwest picking up on an additional few hundredths of an inch to a quarter of an inch of rain in some of the southernmost parts of the region. Everybody else will be left dry over these next 2 days, and our temperatures will gradually be cooling down. We're expecting the high temperatures this afternoon to be running in the 70s across the eastern portions of North Dakota and northern Minnesota, while 80s occur from South Dakota and Nebraska into Michigan, and 90s will continue in most other areas. It probably will not be quite as hot as it has been the past 2 days, with a few upper 90s possible, but they will be fewer in number than what we've been seeing. Moving out another day or so, we'll probably see the temperatures cool down additionally. In fact, highs on Thursday afternoon will probably not get much warmer than near 90 in the lowermost parts of the Midwest. And as we get into the Friday and Saturday time period, there may be some 50 and 60 degree highs in the Great Lakes region. And lows at night in those areas will possibly drop down into some middle and upper 30s. There will be a risk of a little bit of patchy soft frost, perhaps in the interior northern fringes of crop country in central Michigan as we get into Saturday morning, and we may also see same kind of conditions occurring in Ontario and Quebec as we get into that same night. Saturday morning in general will be the coolest for that area. I do not expect to see any more impact from this bout of coolness than what we saw last week from a similar event. The only difference is we're going to see a few more upper 30 degree readings reaching a little bit further south into the U.S. Great Lakes region relative to the last event. Now, precipitation will come back into the forecast for parts of the Midwest, and that's what everyone's going to be talking about today in the marketplace, because it is showing some suggestive increase in soil moisture potential for the western Corn Belt as we get involved with the period from Saturday into Tuesday as waves of precipitation move across the western Corn Belt. Confidence in the amount of rain that's going to fall during that period of time is a little on the low side right now because of the influence of a tropical event that's going to be in the western Gulf of Mexico. There's potential, though, that we may see fairly good coverage of rain across some of our droughty areas of Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa, and northern portions of Illinois, but the amounts may still be a little light for any kind of a general change in soil conditions, but there could be half to 1.5 inch rain totals during the entire period that will take us out through Tuesday. And there is some potential that the amounts that I've just given will actually be too conservatively low. But for right now, because of the questionable weather patterns that are occurring across the Midwest and around the Midwest, we need to play this event conservatively for right now. But I do feel comfortable that there's going to be some relief to the drying bias that's been prevalent in those areas. We will see the temperatures turning warmer again after the precipitation passes through the western Corn Belt, but we shouldn't be as hot as we've been over the past week. And that will be true for the eastern Midwest as well. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.